question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, as Mary and I now drive this show straight into the Chief Travel Leader conversation, we appreciate all of you being part of the program today. This portion of our award-winning show is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And America's turning 250, so let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America is not something just to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
Colette's been guiding travelers across America for over a century now, and they offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for more info and show specials, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, we toss a lot of letters and acronyms around on this show, and the letters BRE represent a major player in the hospitality sector of the travel world. Joe Berger is the CEO of Blackstone's Real Estate Group's BRE Hotels and Resorts, and there's a good chance you've stayed at a number of their properties like we have, or you're certainly familiar with them. Off to the show hotline we go now. Joe is waiting patiently for us. Let's get right to him.
All right, Mary, let's get right to Joe. Joe, nice to have you here with us for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you joining us this morning for sure. So, you know, as Mary just shared in your setup, the name BRE Hotels and Resorts, it may not be a household name for some of the listeners we have out there, but many of your properties, you know, that we've certainly enjoyed a number of times and have a strong history with, they certainly are. I'm talking about places like the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort. I think we've broadcast this show from there three times. Ritz-Carlton, Kapalua in Maui, the historic Hotel Del Coronado out in the San Diego area. Those are two locations this show is being heard today, actually. But you also have a large collection of other properties from the Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt brands across the nation. So I'd like to start off by having you give folks tuned in a quick 101, if you will, on BRE Hotels and Resorts, and share what got you to leave your executive role with Hilton, I think 7 years ago or so, to take on the CEO role with Blackstone.
Well, great. Yeah, BRE Hotels is really the kind of the investment arm, asset management arm of Blackstone, which is a private equity company. And we invest in all facets of the hospitality business, whether it's, you know, select service, full service, resorts, convention hotels. You know, we believe in kind of all segments of the business. So that's what we do, and we're focused on investing in hotels and maximizing the real estate and making them a great experience for the traveler.
And what attracted you to the job when you left Hilton to join BRE?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had joined Blackstone many, many moons ago to run a company called Prime Hospitality, mm-hmm. Which eventually became LXR Hotels.
Sure.
And LXR Hotels was really a resort company. We were an owner-operator of resorts kind of all across the nation, a real focus in the Caribbean. And that was a big focus for a number of years, part of Blackstone. And Blackstone at that point had just purchased Hilton Hotels and asked me to join Hilton and join Chris Nassetta and his team as president of the Americas. So I left LXR. But what we really did is we folded LXR into Hilton. And it became a big part of their resort brand and a big part of Waldorf Astoria. So that's how my journey ended up at Hilton. So I was the president of the Americas for, I guess, 10 or 11 years.
Well, you've had a big impact on hospitality.
Yeah, you certainly have. And BRE has a very interesting hotel portfolio. Joe, Robert and I have enjoyed a longstanding relationship with Seabourn through this show. It goes back to 2017. And the company recently decided to sell two of their ships to a Japanese cruise operator that's looking to grow. And a big reason for the selling of the two ships that we've discussed in with their executives was they were just made an offer they simply couldn't refuse financially. And that leads me to another property we know well. As many of our listeners in the Phoenix area will also know, where the show is being heard, the Arizona Biltmore. It's a Hilton LXR branded property. It goes back to the 1920s. Similar to what Seabourn did with their ships that I just mentioned, last year you agreed to sell the property for over $700 million. In the spirit of the company of real estate and the essence of real estate maneuvers, was this simply because you received an offer you couldn't refuse, or is it part of more of a long-term strategy?
Well, I would say, Mary, it's part of our kind of long-term strategy. You know, hotel investors. I think one of the things that we pride ourselves on is buying resorts buying hotels that may need to be repositioned, recapitalized, and kind of brought back to the grandeur of what they were at one time. And that's what we did at the Biltmore. We're very proud of the Biltmore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a special place in the heart of Phoenix, in the heart of Scottsdale, and is really kind of a fabric of that community. And, you know, through our investment, we really brought the Biltmore back to, God, its grandeur.
Yeah.
And once we do that, we typically find a buyer or have a buyer that really wants to take that resort and do other great things with it. So that's kind of what we do. We invest, we improve,
mm-hmm.
And then at the right time, we'll sell to the next buyer.
Sure. And I see you've invested in New York City recently.
Yes, we just bought the Kimpton Evente, in New York City, and we're very proud of that hotel, and we're very excited about kind of where the hotel business is going in New York. I think it's got great fundamentals.
Well, listen, I always say, the media out there can certainly have their own jaded views, but on this show, you know, we are proud to be a for-profit operation, and we appreciate when we see other companies out there doing that. So in the spirit of that, you know, this week the Treasury Department shared an official list of jobs now eligible for the new no tax on tips and no tax on overtime policies that President Trump pushed during the recent election. Essentially, you know, there's a whole myriad of them here. It's certainly food and beverage, but in the hospitality sector, we're talking about positions like baggage porters and bellhops, concierge, hotel and resort desk clerks, I mean, maids and housekeeping staff, I mean, the shuttle drivers, you know, you can have golf carts. There's a whole myriad, like I said, on that list. But is this helping your properties keep and attract workers, Joe? Do you see other positive benefits that are going to come from this?
Well, I see real positive benefits from these two options. You know, I started my career as a bellman. I think that's where I fell in love with the hotel business. And I tell people today, it's still the best job I've ever had. It really is. And I will tell you that the tipped workers are the core, the crux of our business. And I think anything we can do in our business to improve people's compensation and employees' compensation, whether it's no tax on overtime or no tax on tips, is a real plus for our business. And it helps us attract great people, and it helps keep great people motivated.
Joe, Forbes put out a big report last week on bleisure travel, where people are blending in personal with some business travel. The report was huge, that it's bleisure travel is expected to represent about $800 billion in revenue in 2025. So with your diverse collection of properties at BRE Hotels and Resorts, you certainly have extended stay locations. Are you seeing and feeling that as well?
You know, we're definitely seeing and feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to identify, but clearly with the demand we've seen with kind of extended group, you know, we're seeing business travelers extend their stays for leisure. And I will tell you that I think with work from home, companies are a little more focused on getting their teams together. And together more frequently. And I think with the flexibility that work from home gives people, they are extending their work week into weekends and, whether it's Mondays or Thursdays. And we've really felt that bleisure travel.
Well, I think
and people seem to be really enjoying it.
Yeah, yes, that article agreed. Said that last year was about $175 billion in 2024.
Yeah, that's
this year,
a huge number.
And listen, Mary, when you and I first started talking about bleisure travel a decade ago, they were laughing at us.
Only the industry knew what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
But the pandemic,
right.
Definitely.
So, well, listen, you know, Joe, I joke sometimes on our program, we are the fastest 2 hours in travel. The program goes by very quickly. This has been a very nice conversation. Well, I'm going to call it an introductory conversation. We're going to look forward to having you back at some point.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time today. We wish you and the BRE Hotels and Resorts team well. And actually, listen, Mary and I will be in Maui in a couple of weeks. We'll be checking out, again, some of the friends we have there at the Grand Wailea and also the Ritz-Carlton. So it'll be nice to be back on property with some of your locations, okay?
Well, thank you for being there, and we're really looking forward to seeing you there.
Well, thank you, and
thank
our
you.
Best to you. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Enjoy.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Take
Robert,
care.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, nice conversation with Joe Berger.
BRE, folks. Hotels and Resorts.
Yeah, go check them out. You know some of these properties. No question about that.
Yeah.
All right. As we get ready to take a quick time out for this bottom of the hour sponsors break, I'll let you know that the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. RJ is here, and he's coming up for the open road before he leaves for Texas. Today is a preferred travel panel day on the program. Rudy's going to riff, and Mary and I will be answering some listener emails as well. A reminder, you can always stay connected with us, folks, on our @RMWorldTravel social media channels. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.